This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm at Site Village Glasgow 2026, joined by Callum McCready from Look UK. Hi Callum, thanks for joining us.
Hi Amelia, nice to meet you.
So can you give us a brief overview of what Look UK does?
Yeah, so our main focus is a mentoring project. So we're a UK-wide charity and we support young people generally 11 to 29. And so we take visually impaired young people that get referred into us and we match them with a visually impaired mentor. So they're all over 18, they're all DBS checked and they're all trained by us. And we try and match similar kind of level of sight and kind of education experience just to support them with the difficulties of trying to navigate the world as someone with visual impairment, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. And what are some of the big things that are coming up for young people at the moment, or things that they're bringing to Look UK?
Yeah, a real mix. So education is always an issue. Down in England, there's a lot of talk of reforms to the EHCP system and stuff like that, and that's causing a lot of worry. Mental health is a kind of common thread throughout all of our young people finding it hard with isolation. And that's even more apparent in our mentees in Scotland, because geographically they can be very spread out. Changes in circumstance, and then trying to get school or university to support them to get through that. So it's, yeah, teaching self-advocacy and giving hints and tips, all really useful stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And all of these young people will have been through COVID and experienced isolation, and maybe some of the services where they could have met other young blind and visually impaired people may have changed. So the mentorship scheme is such a unique opportunity for them to meet people that have some similar experiences and similar interests that they might not come across in other ways.
Yeah, definitely. And we encourage that kind of engaging with the wider network. It's a really key thing to our principles. So we run some events, we have parent support groups, and these are all helping to build those connections for people. And we work closely with a lot of other charities, including yourselves, but also Thomas Pocklington Trust, Sight Scotland, the list goes on. We're all here for the same reason. So it's picking on those different areas of expertise and working together really helps.
Do you have any workshops or anything specific coming up over the next few weeks?
Yeah, we've got a music workshop in the Hereford area coming up soon. We've got a workshop for online and gaming that is for parents that's coming up soon. And we've got a residential to Jamie's Farm in Hereford that's coming up this summer that we're looking for young people that are 13 to 17. All the details are on our website, which is look-uk.org, or just Google us and we'll come up. So yeah, we've always got little bits and pieces on the go, more people are more than welcome to get involved with.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Callum, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.